You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Laura from Wilmington.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Doing well.
Laura, talk to Kennedy like she's a second grader and you need her to leave the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Think about what you did.
Laura's the second grade teacher. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you get yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, and she is now, in fact, in timeout in that soundproof studio. Here we go. Question number one. Today is National Parkinson's Day. Can you name the Back to the Future actor who has had Parkinson's for over 30 years and is an outspoken advocate for those suffering with the disease?
Michael J. Fox.
Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy, says there is still an OG Harry Potter group chat all of these years later. Which house was Draco in?
Slytherin.
Lou Bega, 50 years old this weekend, finished the hook to his hit song Mambo No. 5.
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you.
Makes me your man.
1 year ago today in 2024, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter was released. It later earned her one of 2 Grammys for Best Pop Solo Performance. Which popular soda does she name drop in the song?
Oh, no. What was the song again?
Espresso.
Oh, my son is going to be so mad at me.
How old is he?
I don't know. I'm just going to say Pepsi because
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. How old's your son?
He's 22, and Jeffrey, I am properly ashamed. I'm sorry.
Question number 5. On this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League Baseball. Can you name the movie starring Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford about Jackie? It's named after his jersey number.
Oh. Oh, no. Now my husband's going to be mad at me.
You're upsetting the whole house.
19.
All right, let's get Kennedy back to the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Laura, where do you teach second grade?
So I teach in Tingsboro. We actually did the Valentine's for Veterans, and I spoke to you guys about that.
Well, thank you for that.
My school actually...
That's awesome.
Yeah, my school aired the interview on our morning news, and everyone was so excited to be on the news.
What are we talking about?
Her school donated for our Valentine's for Veterans, and they played the interview that we did on their
Amazing. Morning
program there at the school.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we loved it. The kids felt like celebrities
mentioned
on the news. They were beside themselves.
Laura got 3 out of 5, by the way, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Today is National Parkinson Day. Can you name the Back to the Future actor who has had Parkinson for over 30 years and is a outspoken advocate for those suffering with the disease?
Michael J. Fox.
Tied at 1. Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy, says there is still an OG Harry Potter group chat all of these years later. Which house was Draco in?
Slytherin. I want to be on that group chat.
I wonder what it's called.
So
it's,
bad.
It's probably an AOL Instant Messenger. It's been a minute. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Lou Bega, 50 years old this weekend, finished the hook to his hit song, Mambo No. 5. Ready?
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you.
Makes me your man.
Yeah, it does. Tied at 3. Question number 4. 1 year ago today in 2024, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter was released. It later earned her one of her 2 Grammys for Best Pop Solo Performance. Which popular soda does she name drop in the song?
Oh, Mountain Dew.
Yes, I'm going to Mountain Dew it for you. 4 to 3,
sorry,
question
Jeffrey.
Number 5.
I only know that because I did a parody song to it, so I had to figure out how to Mountain Dew it. So
that's kind of you, Kennedy.
Just know
Thank
that.
You.
Question number 5. On this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League Baseball. Can you name the movie that starred Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford about Jackie, and it's named after his jersey number?
I feel like it starts with a 3. All right, good enough.
42 is the correct answer, Kennedy.
It's a great movie. Chadwick Boseman's incredible.
Yeah, and it's that number is retired in every ballpark. And in fact, where they have all the numbers at Fenway up there, by past the pesky pole, you'll see number 42.
Amazing.
Up there, and that's why.
Well, I learned something new today. Thank you.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Laura, you're not getting the cash, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to Harry Potter the Exhibition. Celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. You can buy tickets at harrypotterexhibition.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Yay, I'm such a Harry Potter nerd. I'm psyched.
You're going to love it. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Laura from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat, Kennedy, because you suck at trivia, you see.
Skirt, skirt.
You won't get any more than 2, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, because you're a loser.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Trisha from Whitman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions are all about pop culture things. Trisha, if you answer more of them correctly than our friend Kennedy, you win $100. She's over there in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of your answers or the questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gwyneth Paltrow revealed on her Goop podcast she regrets not having more kids. She has 2 kids with her ex-husband. Who is he?
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Bill Hader was fired from a movie theater job for spoiling the end of Titanic for a bunch of sorority girls. The girls had been rude to him, and he said, he looked like Charles Manson.
Well, don't start nothing, there won't be nothing.
How did Bill Hader rise to fame?
On Saturday Night Live.
Question number three. 25 years ago today in 2000, Britney Spears released Oops, I Did It Again. Finish the hook to the song.
I'm not that innocent.
Oh, half no. A point. You didn't sing it.
What's that? Oh, you don't want me to sing it.
Question number four. Welcome to Wrexham, the reality show following the celebrity-owned soccer team, has set its season four premiere date. It will air May 15th. Which A-list celebrity co-owns the team and stars on the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, he co-owns the team with the...
Oh, sorry. I misread the question. Which A-list celebrity co-owns the team and stars on the show with Always and Sunny in Philadelphia creator Rob McElhenney? Yes.
That was confusing.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Ryan Reynolds?
She got there.
Yeah, we got there.
Even with us screwing it up.
We landed the plane.
Question number five. Ed O'Neill, 79 this weekend. In his career, he has played two classic sitcom dads, Al Bundy and Che Pritchett. Which two shows are they from?
Married with Children and Modern Family.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Let's go.
Coming in hot.
I like it. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Trisha from Whitman is here to throw down the gauntlet this
Let's
morning.
Let's get it.
She got 5 out of 5.
Ho!
Woo!
Woo! These are tough, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
All righty, Dan.
Gwyneth Paltrow revealed on her Goop podcast she regrets not having more kids. She has her two kids with her ex-husband. Who is he?
Chris Martin.
Bill Hader was fired from a movie theater job for spoiling the ending of Titanic for a bunch of sorority girls. The girls had been rude to him and said he looked like Charles Manson. How did Bill Hader rise to fame?
Saturday Night Live.
25 years ago today in 2000, Britney Spears released Oops, I Did It Again. Finish the hook to the song, please.
I'm not that innocent.
Full point.
Yeah, that's bonus points right there for singing it. That's how it's done, Trisha, by the way.
Doing the dance.
Question number four. Welcome to Wrexham, the reality show following the celebrity-owned soccer team that is, has set its season four premiere date. It will air May 15th, Kennedy.
I'm very excited. I love that show. All right, it brings me joy.
Try and keep up with this sentence. A lot of words. Which A-list celebrity co-owns the team and stars on the show with Always Sunny in Philadelphia creator Rob McElhenney?
Ryan Reynolds. Thank you for not making me say McElhenney.
Question number five. Ed O'Neill, 79 this weekend. In his career, he has played two classic sitcom dads, Al Bundy and Che Pritchett. Which two shows are they from?
Married with Children and Modern Family.
Yes. Woo! You both got all five right. Nice
Trisha,
job.
Well done, friend. Yep. Really, really
Thank
well done.
Thank you. You too.
So with a 5-5 tie, because we know it makes our boss Sal very upset, you don't get the win, but we are going to give you the $100.
Hey, suck it, Sal.
Hashtag hey. Suck it, Sal.
Not our money.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. Yes.
Can't wait till Abby's in college and she calls us.
Yes. You've been playing this game for 84 years.
All right. Well, Trisha, not only do you get to $100, but we also, we're going to give you a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Mary J. Blige with Neo and Mario April 14th at the TD Garden. Buy tickets now at LiveNation.com, but you've got those for free.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling me to play this morning. That is a good haul on your part.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Trisha from Whitman, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Entire, though.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. It's just a fun name to say. Subaru. Kennedy, say hey to Crystal from Hollis, New Hampshire.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please? Like she's misbehaving on the school bus.
How dare you?
Kennedy, get the heck out of the studio. No, I would never talk to the kids that way. Would you kindly leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
You never turned around. You better sit down right now.
Don't make me turn this bus around.
No, no, no. I try to be very patient and nice.
Well, that's wonderful of you. Five trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Crystal, are you ready?
I'm ready. I hope.
SZA brought out her gratitude jar on a new episode of Sesame Street. Who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Mike Flanagan, perhaps... The leading director in horror is set to direct a Prime Video TV series adaptation of the classic Carrie. Carrie was originally a book written by whom?
Stephen King.
Brendan Urie, 38 today, or excuse me, 38 on Saturday. He's the lead singer of which band?
Panic at the Disco?
Weekend one of Coachella kicks off today. Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone are all headlining. Which of those three acts has most recently had a number one song in America? Lady Gaga, Green Day, or Post Malone?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Question number five. David Letterman, 78 this weekend. He was a late night host for many decades before stepping down. Who was David Letterman's band leader and sidekick?
Paul Wall.
Pauly Shore, chilling with the weasel.
Paul Schaefer.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
They're coming for you, as Dan says, your neck today.
Oh, dear.
Crystal got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what's up? There's my ding. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
SZA brought out her gratitude jar on a new episode of Sesame Street. Who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Mike Flanagan, perhaps the leading director in horror, is set to direct a Prime Video TV series. It will be an adaptation of the classic Carrie. Carrie was originally a book written by whom?
Stephen King.
Brendan Urie, 38 on Saturday, is lead singer of which band?
Fun.
Question number 4. Weekend 1 of Coachella kicks off today, Kennedy.
Oh, all the rich people.
Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone are all headlining. Which of those three acts has most recently had the number one song in America?
One more time?
Sure. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone.
Lady Gaga.
Question number 5. David Letterman, 78 this weekend. Of course, he was a late night show host for many decades. Who was Letterman's band leader and sidekick?
Paul. How am I forgetting this? Starts with an F.
Lee Shore.
Paul. Oh my gosh.
Newman. Paul Newman.
Paul E.D. T-shirt time!
Letterman's here!
I'm not going to get it.
Question number 1, you said Oscar the Grouch. That is correct. Question number 2, you said Stephen King. That is correct. Question number 3, you said who?
Fun.
Oh, my. Incorrect. Panic at the Disco.
Well, this is not going to go well for me.
Question number 4, Lady Gaga was correct.
Oh.
And question number 5.
Schaefer! Paul Schaefer!
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yep. Every damn time. Like me.
5-3 is the final score.
Wow, wee, wow. Well done, friend.
You got smoked by Crystal this
morning. Thank you.
Smoked?
I mean, for you.
It's fine.
Yes.
It's fine.
Only getting 3 out of 5.
That's it's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, congratulations, Crystal. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. You just won yourself $100.
Yes.
And Kennedy?
Yeah.
Do you have something that you would like to say to Crystal?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't even come close to being Crystal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.